We begin our Pentecost journey this evening with a very unlikely place, and that is a graveyard. The Lord takes the prophet Ezekiel into a plain that is filled with lots of dry bones. And then the Lord commands Ezekiel at different points to prophesy. And notice what Ezekiel says each time he does this. The first time, Ezekiel prophesies, "Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Then flesh begins to cover those bones. However, there's flesh on the bones, but there's no spirit to enliven them. So the Lord has Ezekiel prophesy again, declaring, "From the four winds come, O Spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life." At that point, then, the Spirit comes into them, and a vast army is formed. Finally, the Lord reveals the meaning of this strange vision, which is that the house of Israel is dead and cut off from all hope and God, but God will open their graves and have them rise from them, placing the Spirit of the Lord in them. And that is fulfilled when the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles at Pentecost, breathing life into the church, the fulfillment of the old covenant in Christ, giving life for it, for us to be able to go out. In fact, the Spirit of God is life-giving. That's what these readings are really about. Jesus quotes scripture comparing the Holy Spirit to a river that is of living water that will flow into anyone who believes in Jesus Christ and his salvific message that he proclaims. And so a question for us to reflect on as we celebrate Pentecost is, do we live life in the Spirit? Do we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in all that we do? Because you see, without the Holy Spirit, our faith, it could just become a dead letter. Mass can just become an event that we attend on Sunday, just a community gathering of sorts. The Catholic faith just becomes a thing that is to be studied. Catholicism can just become an identity that we have. Like saying, well, I went to Catholic school, or I've been Catholic all my life and I've received all my sacraments. But we don't see our faith as a living reality that guides us every day in our lives, in our prayer, in our decisions, in everything that we do. Do those grace-filled sacraments that we've received in baptism, in confirmation, in the Holy Eucharist, do they take root in us, or do they just lie dormant? Are we just a dead graveyard of bones? Admittedly, something we have to grow in, that life in the Spirit. It takes time to be able to learn how to do that. But we need to ask, are we trying to live that life in the Spirit? So then, how does the Spirit give life to us? Well, St. Hilary of Poitiers, who was a 4th century French bishop, he uses an analogy about different parts of the body that need an object enabled to function. So, for example, our nose needs odor to smell. Our eyes need light to see. Our ears need sound vibrations to hear. Now, of course, a nose is still a nose without smell, and an eye is still an eye without light, and an ear is still an ear without sound, but their life-giving function would be impeded without those things. And so the Spirit does the same thing for our faith. It takes the content of our faith, the things that you learn in the catechism, for example, or you learn in a religious education class, and it helps the mind to be able to comprehend them, because the mystery of God is much higher than ourselves, that we need it. We need that light of God. We need the light of that Spirit. It gives us that clarity that we so desperately need, something we couldn't attain on our own, because God is higher than our way of thinking. In other words, The Spirit gives us that aha moment that we sometimes have. And maybe you've experienced this in your prayer life. Maybe you've had the experience of you're reading a Bible verse, and there's a particular verse that just speaks to you. Maybe you've read that verse thousands of times, but this time you can feel a peace, a calm, or just some inspiration. You can tell that it's from the Lord. And that's because the Bible is not just some ancient document from the past, but it's living and effective because it's the Word of God, because it's divinely inspired. God is speaking to us then and now. But that Word is only living and effective because the Spirit gives life to it. Again, because it comes from God. So recall how Ezekiel only, when he speaks the Word only, it just adds flesh to the bones. But the Spirit itself gives life to those bones. In fact, the bones are not active without having the Spirit within them. And so similarly, the words in sacred scripture can just be words on a page to us. But it only comes alive when the Spirit of God is infused in them. Because God can breathe new life into it and through it when we read it, every time we read it. Or even think about a concept in your faith that maybe you've heard over and over again in your life. And maybe you understand it somewhat intellectually, but after you maybe read the catechism or you hear it again explained somehow, you hear it explained in a homily or something, you hear it becomes much clearer to you. You clearly understand it. Before I entered seminary, I was reading an interview with Pope Francis that he gave, and it helped clarify something for me. So I always kind of struggled to understand how God and the Big Bang were sort of compatible, how that really worked. And I remember Pope Francis used this phrase. It seems a little silly, but it seemed to clarify it a lot. He said that God is not just some grand wizard in the sky, but he's being itself. That God is outside of space and time. Or he said some version of that, anyway. And it placed who God was in a different context for me, to understand what the God of the universe is. And so maybe that's happened to you in some way. Something was just phrased differently. And a teaching of the church just clicked all of a sudden. You got it. Because the Spirit was working in that moment. So the Spirit, it gives life to us through sacred scripture. And it gives life to us through the sacred tradition. But it also comes to life in our prayer. St. Paul tells us that we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit gives aid to our weakness, including interceding for us in these inexpressible groanings that we have. It can look like the Spirit is taking away our freedom, possibly allowing us to pray, but actually what the Spirit is doing is elevating our prayer. Because we know that we need to pray for things, but we don't always know how. We don't know how to phrase it, maybe. Or we don't really know what to ask for. Or we may think we know what we want, but we really don't know what we want. So the Spirit takes that, it refines it, and it gives it to the Lord, who then gives us what we need. In a sense, it actually takes the pressure off of us because the Spirit is then guiding our prayer. And so we should take stock in that, in what we've received. We can think whenever, oh, that was what I needed, or wow, God really answered that prayer. Now it can seem a little unpredictable, but because God is working, but it shows that it is God's plan, not ours. Often that unpredictability shows, okay, maybe this is something God is doing and not something that is part of my will, but God's will. Now, that doesn't mean that when we ask for something, the Lord will say, now you just go here, X marks the spot, and this will happen. Rarely do we get that kind of clarity. Sometimes it does happen, but it's usually fairly rare. It often comes through the form of just a word or a phrase or just some consolation that's given to us that we may not be able to totally unpack. We may not completely understand, although we can again sense that the Lord's presence is there. We also have to remember that we have the grace of the sacraments dwelling inside of us. And that grace is flowing, provided that we're in a state of grace, we don't have any mortal sin on our soul, that those sacraments really do something. They do affect us, especially the sacrament of confirmation. So it's not that we necessarily always have to go out and search for God at a distance, but that he is part of our lives in a very real and profound way. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are flowing out of that river of grace that comes from the sacraments. And that, in turn, will help our life of prayer to grow and see God's will in our life. So in all of this, again, living in the Spirit, it can seem a little unpredictable. It can scare us a little bit, because we don't always know where it's going to go, because it takes control out of our hands and places it in the Lord's. But it just means that we need to have confidence in God, because when we do that and surrender more and more to him, then we are truly living in the life of the Spirit, and we no longer are a graveyard of bones.